that they could not even speak. But we know the name of Jesus. Just at a moment's notice, you could be facing imminent danger. You don't have time to say anything else but Jesus. It can be a sick child that needs healing in their body, and all you have to say is Jesus. There's nothing like the name of Jesus. Oh, thank the Lord for that today. Praise the Lord. The most precious name there is in all the world. Amen. The name of Jesus. Let's go to our Bibles today. Joshua chapter 5 and verse 13. Joshua chapter 5 and verse 13. Thank you, Brother Milton, for that great promotion for our evangelism department in evangelism division. And I believe that God will not give us the harvest that He has in store for us if we can't handle it. But we're doing our best to be able to handle the harvest. And there's lots of work in discipling new people. Amen. It takes work for babies to grow up. It takes work. All of you parents say amen. Well, I want to tell you, new babies in the Lord, it's wonderful working with people that are just coming into this precious truth. Amen. But this whole church has got to be involved. Every single one of us have to be a part of this process. And so we're thankful for that evangelism team. Let's all be a part of that team. Amen. Praise the Lord. Joshua chapter 5 and verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Today I want to preach to you on this subject, the blessing in obeying God. The blessing in obeying God. Hallelujah. How many of you want to obey the Lord? Lord, let your will be done. God, let your work be done. I pray that you would guide us, direct us, speak to our hearts here today so that we can obey you, Lord, and that we can receive the blessing that you have for us. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise right now, and we worship you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen, amen. God is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. In the setting of our text today, we see how with the passing of Moses, the reins of leadership of Israel had transitioned to Joshua. And God assured Joshua that he would be with him just as he had been with Moses. And so, in a miraculous crossing, the Israelites went over the Jordan River and camped near the city of Jericho. Jericho was the first obstacle that they faced as they came into the promised land. It was to this point that the momentum of the previous generation had come grinding to a halt 40 years earlier. Because of the evil report brought back from the spies. Only Caleb and Joshua had come back with faith. And that entire generation had paid the price for unbelief and for disobedience unto God. But now their children are come here to Jericho, and Joshua is facing an obstacle much bigger than he was. It was something greater than he had the ability or the talent or the power to face on his own. But God has a way of working things out. Come on, somebody. I want to tell you, God has a way of working things out. When we are overwhelmed, when we're up against something much larger than ourselves, when our resources have run out, when we don't even know which way to go, God has a way of working things out. Sometimes we get in there and we try to fix it and we try to work to make it better on our own, when sometimes we just need to step back and say, God, what is your plan? I want to obey your will, God, because you're going to work this out. I've come to encourage some soul, some person here today that just as Joshua and the Israelites obeyed God and the walls of Jericho were destroyed, so can we also have special blessings that only come from obeying the voice of God. We have a choice today. Who will we obey? Who will our lives submit to? Who will we follow after? Will it be after our own will and our own desires? Will it be after our own flesh? Or will we make the decision that we are going to serve God? We are going to serve the God of heaven. We are going to do it by His plan and His will and His way. Romans 6 and 16 declares, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." In other words, we get a choice that whoever we decide that we're going to present ourselves a servant to, that's who we are going to obey, whether it's of the things of sin that lead to death, or it's the things of God, the obedience to God that leads to righteousness. We have a choice today. I pray that we make the choice, the right choice of obedience unto righteousness. And in our text, we see Joshua demonstrating his submission to God. It seems that he was alone when he encountered a heavenly visitor. Maybe he was praying. Maybe he was meditating upon the Lord. Maybe seeking divine guidance for this enormous challenge that was ahead of them. This was a great test of his leadership because the lives of Israel were at stake. This was something they'd never faced before. This was a battle they'd never been in before. They were going into new territory. It was a daunting task to face Jericho, one of the greatest cities at that time, with walls and fortifications around it. And don't you know that sometimes walking by faith is a little scary? Oh, I want to tell you, it may seem like an oxymoron, but walking by faith is sometimes a little scary. Just because you have a little fear doesn't mean you don't have faith. But you learn to trust God with your fears. And you learn to face your fears with faith, that God is going to make a way. Courage doesn't mean you're not scared, but it's the act of facing our fears. And great faith comes in moments that can be a little scary at times, but we put our trust in God and we put our faith in Him that He is going to make a way where there seemeth to be no way. Sometimes we might be facing things that are bigger than we are, and it can be a little fearful, it can be a little scary at times, but we trust God that He is going to open the door. We trust that God is going to respond when we put our faith in Him. Hallelujah. Don't ever neglect to seek God's direction in the time of need. If you're facing something today, I pray that God gives you the answer. But I tell you what, we need to be open and say, Lord God, I need an answer. Sometimes we're just barreling on our way saying, oh, God, I've got this figured out, and I've got it all, under control, and we really don't, but we're acting like it, and God is saying, why don't you pause just a moment and let me give you the answer? Why don't you take a little break and let me work this out for you, and let me bring you through to victory? So many times people, they like to blame God for their situation. They're not happy with their state in life. They're mad about the consequences of their decisions and the outcome of their situation. And they're bitter with God about lost opportunities, closed doors, ruined chances. But so many times they never sought the will of God in the first place. They were doing what they thought was right. They were seeking their own will. They were promoting what was right in their own eyes. Don't neglect to seek the will of God in your life today, especially in times of great need. Because I want to tell you, God will come through for you. God will come through. He will give direction. He will give an answer. It may not be the answer we were looking for or hoping for, but it will always be right. Come on, somebody needs to know today that God always does the right thing. God always does the right thing. You can trust Him. It may not make sense to your flesh. It may not make sense in this world, but God always does the right thing. It'll be at the right point in time. It'll be the right answer. It'll be the right solution. Come on, sometimes you look at a situation, you think, God, it is such a mess. How in the world could anything good come from this? But years later, you look back and you see how God was working it all out. And the enemy just thought that he was going to destroy things. And the enemy thought he was going to take you down. But God was just setting you up for something miraculous. God was just putting all of the pieces together to provide a marvelous blessing and a work for your life that you could never do on your own. God always does the right thing. I think the main reason why people refuse to seek God in times of need is because in their heart, they're really not willing to submit to God. They really don't want His input in their situation. They know deep down what His answer is going to be. And they're not willing to submit to it. And so instead of submitting to God's plan, they stubbornly persist in following their own will. And then they want to blame God for where they end up. It's better to submit to God. Sometimes it's a little painful, but it's a lot less painful than if we keep on trying to make it on our own strength. Hallelujah. Come on, I've come to preach to someone here today. I just believe, I feel this in my spirit, that someone is facing a moment of destiny. You have a choice before you today. You're facing some situation that's much larger than what you know how to handle, and your choice is going to drastically affect the outcome of your life. Come on, you can keep on pushing your own will. You can keep on looking for your own desires and your own dreams of how things would be. But you're going to only continue to struggle. But if you'll be willing to put those things on the altar today and seek God in your need and submit to His plan and obey Him, then I believe you're going to see some things fall into place much more quickly. It's going to take you by surprise how easy it's going to be. But you got to obey God. You got to step back and say, okay, I've been working this out on my own long enough. Lord, I'm stepping back and I want to obey You. I want Your will. I want Your plan. Come on, I feel this. Somebody today, if you would just take your hands off of it and say, God, I'm giving this to You, that the things are going to fall together so quickly, it's going to take you by surprise. Come on, I feel that today. Hallelujah. Brother Sean, Sister Mikkel, I want to tell you, a year ago, you never thought you'd be where you are tonight, today. And in both of your lives, I tell you, it was like you took your hand off it. Okay, God, I don't know if I'm ever going to meet anybody. I don't know how this is all going to work out. But you just stepped back, and the Lord started putting things together. And in the last year, look at what God has done. Come on. I want to tell you, and I could go down. Hallelujah. Shandobo. I feel it today. Somebody has been trying to work this out. You have been trying to put all the details together to fix everything. And God's saying, I just want you to obey me. Just take your hands off of it and obey what I tell you to do. And the pieces are going to come right together. Hallelujah. Joshua was seeking God, no doubt. And he received an answer from heaven. We read in our text today in Joshua chapter 5, verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? Sometimes you just got to declare whose side you're on. And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? I believe we've come to a moment in someone's life here today that God has, he's orchestrated this very service. He's brought us together to this point, and we're here in his presence, and his power has moved already, but he is ready to direct somebody for your future. He is ready to help us. He is ready to open doors. He is ready to pour out his blessings in our life, but it all depends on our response to his presence. And Joshua fell on his face, and he worshiped God, and he said, tell me what to do. What saith my Lord unto thy servant? The Israelites were not trained soldiers. They didn't have a mighty army, but they were the people of God. They were following the plan of God for their lives. They were going into the land that God had promised them. And without God's help, they would certainly fail. Their enemies were too great. The walls were too tall. Yes, there were giants in the land. And their success depended completely on their obedience to the plan of God. God gave Joshua specific plans for conquering Jericho. This was not your ordinary war plan. This was not your ordinary battle scheme. It definitely was not accepted military tactics. But because they were obedient, they were victorious. And God didn't forsake them in their time of need. He didn't leave them wondering what to do, but he laid it out for Joshua. And our ability today to receive the promises of God and truly live a blessed life is dependent on our willingness to obey the voice of God. Sometimes what he leads us to do, it does not make sense. Sometimes it's not what we want to do. It may not be what we would choose to do on our own. But when we submit to God's plan, that's when his blessings are activated in our life. Come on, somebody today. I want to tell you, you are hindering yourself from receiving the blessings of God because you're trying to work it all out yourself. Sometimes you got to step back and say, okay, God, I don't want to stand in the way of your blessings, but I'm going to trust you in this, and I'm going to obey you, even if it's not what I really think ought to be done, but I'm going to obey you anyway. Come on, does anybody want the blessings of God in your life? Is anybody willing? You're willing to stop trying to do it out of your own ability and according to your own wisdom, but you're going to seek the will of God so that his blessings can be activated in our lives. Hallelujah. What an example we have in Joshua. A servant leader. Two things necessary in any person who would aspire to leadership in the kingdom of God. They need a humble spirit, and they need a teachable spirit. A humble spirit and a teachable spirit. Someone who's never learned to follow really isn't qualified to lead. There are times that God calls us to follow. Joshua asked, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" Oh, there's a lot of us, we like to be in charge, don't we? We like to make the decisions. We like to, but we've got to be interested in being a servant. Every single one of us. Pride disqualifies us from leadership. People without a humble spirit, they can't be taught anything. They know it all already. You can't teach them anything. And it closes doors of opportunity. It locks up blessings that God would have poured out in their life. Notice what the angel told Joshua. Take your shoes off. Because the ground you're standing on is holy. And when Joshua removed his shoes, that was an outward response representing his reverence to a holy God. Perhaps today too many have lost that awe of God, that reverence of his presence. Come on, we can come to church services like this one today and God's Spirit starts to move and He touches our lives and we feel Him and we know that He is here and then sometimes we take that for granted. Come on, we are blessed here because there's mighty, mighty outpourings of His Spirit and God moves in special ways. But sometimes we get too familiar with sacred things and we handle the presence of God too lightly and too carelessly. Come on, we just assume that we can always feel His presence. It was kind of like Samson. Every time the Philistines came, he would shake himself and he would shake himself and the presence of God would move. But there came a day that he shook himself and there was nothing there. Oh, we don't need to take it for granted. We need to realize that come on, this relationship, it's not on our terms. It's not on our terms, but we can't just say, He'll always be there when I need Him, and so I'm going to put Him on a shelf, and I'm going to go do my thing, and then when I need the Lord, I'll come running back, and He'll be there. No, that's not what God's looking for. He's looking for obedience. Any situation that brings us in contact with the living God of heaven, the Almighty God of the universe, we should be reminded we are blessed to feel His presence. Oh, we are so blessed to come and to worship Him. We are so blessed to have His Spirit living inside our hearts. We should respect Him above everything else. We should reverence His presence. God is holy. He is awesome. If we're looking for the key to revival, if we're looking for the answer to church growth, if we're seeking the solution for everything this world is facing, we're not going to find anything new. The answer today, it's the same as it was in Joshua's day. God's looking for obedience. The key to revival is the same as it was on the day of Pentecost when they obeyed and they got together in one accord in one place. God gave the secret of victory to Joshua. If they would obey the Lord, God had promised them victory, but it would not come on their own terms. They would not be able to say that they did it on their own strength and ability, but God said, I'm going to receive the glory for this.
And I'm going to do it in a way that doesn't make sense to the natural mind. I'm not going to do it by ordinary military tactics, but I'm going to do it in a way that you're going to be made fun of. Those people at Jericho are going to look down from their mighty walls. They're going to mock you. They're going to ridicule you. But then those walls are going to fall, and I'm going to receive the glory for it. Come on, I feel it today in my spirit today. Your victory, it may come in a way that doesn't make sense. It may come in a way that you would never imagine. Even when it's happening, you may not even believe it. But God is going to be able to say, yeah, I did it my way, and I received the glory for it. And everybody's going to know it was not you. It was not your strength. It was not your talent. But it was my power. And I'm preaching to a church today that I believe God is bringing an atmosphere of revival in the last days. And you're going to see it with your own eyes. But it's not your strength. It's not your power. It's the power of God. It's the Almighty working in you. It's His power in this city. Hallelujah. And God receives the glory. God spoke to Joshua as if the victory had already been won. In God's eyes, it was already settled. It had already happened. But the people still had to obey. Reading in Joshua 6 and 2, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given thine hand into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall go compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do for 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear the ark before the ark, 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Their success depended on their obedience. The victory was only theirs through their willingness to obey God. They showed their faith and willingness to obey the Lord, and they started marching around that city once a day for 6 days. And then they just thought that was bad. 7 times on the 7th day. I tell you, we've got to do it God's way. This generation of Israelites, they had been born and raised in the wilderness. To them, Egypt was a place of ancient history. It was a place that their parents and their grandparents had talked about. They did not have their roots in Egypt, but God had raised up a new generation of people who would believe Him, who would follow Him, and who would obey His commands. And God was able to use them. They'd never seen walls of a city flattened by the supernatural power of God, but they would see it because they obeyed. No doubt some of those kids, maybe too young to understand, thought, what are we doing? We're just walking around. They're throwing rocks. They're spitting at us. They're making fun of us. They're calling our God all kinds of names. What are we doing? But God had a plan. And He was just looking for somebody to obey. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to tell you, there's times we got to be patient. Life is full of storms. It's full of trials. They will test our faith. They will test our patience. But you keep on obeying God. You keep walking by faith. You're going to come out. You're going to have victory. And if we'll keep obeying Him, I tell you, there's a blessing. There's a blessing on the other side. There's a blessing that only God can give. But He doesn't give that blessing to just anybody. He gives that blessing to somebody who obeys. Hallelujah. Come on, is anybody here today? You say, Lord, I want to be obedient. I want to follow your plan. I want to do your will. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I had such a wonderful time with the young people at North American Youth Congress. What an exciting experience. Around 37,000 young people gathering together with parents. Brother Poe wants to make sure to put that in there. See, when I'm in a crowd like I just feel like I'm part of the youth. So, you know, I know some might think they're older, but I'm just part of the youth. My kids are laughing at me, but what a wonderful experience. There was people there from the United Pentecostal Church. There was people there from other oneness organizations. God has one church. God has one church. It may be made up of different organizations. It may be many congregations all around the world, but there's just one plan of salvation. It's just one church. There's no other way of salvation than what he told Nicodemus about. He said, you've got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Come on, if we want to make it to heaven, you've got to be baptized in the name of Jesus. You've got to be filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit. There's just one way. There's not many ways. There's just one way. God didn't give us multiple plans of salvation. There's some people that they say, well, there's many roads that lead to Rome or many roads that lead to Chicago. You can take out your phone and ask Siri how to get to Chicago or New York, and it might give you a couple different ways to go, and you get to choose. But if you want to get to heaven, the Bible says there's one way. There's just one way to heaven. And you can't say, well, I like it better this way, and the grass looks greener over here. I think this would be a little shortcut over there. No, God says, I want you to do it my way. When it comes to the plan of salvation, God's not looking for creativity. He's looking for obedience. Come on. There's something about repentance. You take this old flesh and you put it on an altar and you say, God, I'm sorry for the way I've been living. I'm sorry for my sins. I don't want to do those things anymore. And I pray, God, that you would forgive me. There's something about water baptism. You go down one person, you're buried in Christ, and the name of Jesus is applied, and the blood of Jesus covers you, and you come up a new creature. And I want to tell you, there's nothing like opening your heart. And you've already repented. You've already been baptized and washed clean. And now you open your heart. And the power of the Holy Ghost comes to live inside of you. Why would you want any other way? There's only one way to be saved. And it's glorious. It's wonderful. J. Jesus gave the disciples the task of preaching the gospel to the whole world. And that's why Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and he said, you need to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. God's not looking for creativity. He's looking for somebody to be obedient. I'll do it, Lord. I'll answer it, God. I'll do what you've called me to do. Hallelujah. Does anybody want to obey? Come on, would anybody stand and in closing right now say, God, I want to be obedient. God, I want to receive the blessing that comes from being obedient. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And James, if you'd remain standing in closing, in James chapter 4, verse 7, one of my favorite scriptures, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Goes on, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Hallelujah. Oh, some people rejoice that the enemy is subject unto them. But they haven't submitted themselves to God. James said, submit yourselves therefore to God. Then you resist the devil, and he will flee. Daniel, come here. How tall are you? A little taller than me, but I still got him by a few pounds. Every once in a while, he wants to wrestle. Sometimes I used to wrestle him and Colt at the same time, and I could get them both down. Now I have to do one by one. And Daniel's thinking, yeah, right. But you know what? This 6'3" or 6'4", whatever you are, however many pounds, the devil looks at you. He's not scared. Not of that flesh. But it takes a big man to submit to God. Help me out here. And when this big young man goes on his knees, and lowers ourselves, that's when there's a power backing you up that the enemy says, oh, good. Joshua was there. All of a sudden, a man appeared to him having a sword drawn. You read it. As if he was prepared to go to battle. Who was it? The captain of the Lord's host. We are spiritual beings in a physical body. You need to remember that. You're not just a physical creature. You are a spiritual being in a physical body for a time. And the weapons we fight are not carnal.
It's spiritual.
But when we submit to God, I want to tell you, God is ready to fight on our behalf. And the angels of the Lord encamp round about those who fear Him. If our spiritual eyes could be open today, I believe we would see heavenly beings that watch over us, that protect us, that go with us to school, that go with us to the doctor's office, that go with us in tense situations. They watch over us. But we better have the same spirit as Joshua, where we fall on our face before God and say, Lord, tell your servant what you want me to do, and I'll obey. Is there anybody that'd like to join me in this altar right now and say, God, I want to be obedient because I want the blessings that come from submitting myself to your will and being obedient. Jesus, Jesus, help us to obey your will. Help these students, God. Help these parents, God. Lord, help these wonderful saints today to obey you. Whatever your purpose, whatever your will, God, whatever your plan for us, Lord, I answer your call right now. And I submit myself to you. I resist the devil. And God, I'm believing you for victory today. In the name of Jesus. Come on, would you take your hands off that situation right now and give it to the Lord and say, God, I'll obey you. I'll follow your plan, Lord. I want you to work this out, God. I want you to show me what to do. I want you to make a way in my life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want the blessing of being obedient. Ilamayara mo shanda yara la ba sa toria to kora de li anda ya su to na ma ya. Ikile mayara mo shondo toria ta sa ta la 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 la